Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Batya Bricker, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
So it is nearly 100 years. I mean, it's just insane that Winnie the Pooh was released on this day, 1926, and we are still quoting him as though he was published last year.
Howard, it is incredible to see how the classics are the classics for a good reason. They endure because they speak to human truths. They resonate with us as human beings. And that hasn't changed in 100 years. It was interesting for me to see that Winnie the Pooh was published in 1926, as you say. I mean, nearly 100 years ago, you would think we would be in such a completely different place and space. But 1926 was the years after the tumultuous and traumatic First World War. And people were regrouping. They were reframing their lives. They were gathering themselves together again. Doesn't that sound familiar? And I think that that's why here we are in 2021 and Winnie the Pooh is as relevant as ever.
Do you think it also matters that they weren't people? They weren't real people. They were the animals that just kind of got together, different types of animals. It was quite, to some extent, quite woke, even for today's standards.
It is that anthropomorphized animals that really do represent different aspects of ourselves. You know, the despondent Eeyore, the bouncy Tigger, the philosophical Winnie. It really is aspects of human beings. And I think that for me is the magic of books like that. A book like The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse, which has been a South African bestseller but international bestseller for the last 2 years since it was released, is the same. The idea is to take different aspects of us and give it a cute character. Cute is not to be underestimated. And then just to highlight and spotlight those aspects of ourselves that we all relate to.
And really, it taps into our innocence, doesn't it? It taps into just the very pure, almost naive, childlike wishes, desires, and values that we have.
I heard Winnie the Pooh described as a quiet book in a troubled time. And I think that captures it. You know, it's a hug. It's a cup of hot chocolate. And that innocence, certainly the warmth, the innocence, the uncomplicated emotions, unfiltered emotions, gives us something that's warm, that's a hug, and catches an innocence of childhood when things were uncomplicated and you could just be who you were and real and be scared and be loved and love and have fun and, yeah, just be yourself.
What's interesting as well is A.A. Milne himself was not an uncomplicated character. You know, he's
not.
Only
a person who has done self-reflection could write a book like that.
That's interesting. Tell me more, because he certainly wasn't known. I mean, he was a known anti-Semite. He was publicly challenged for that. He wasn't this lovable Winnie the Pooh character at all.
Well, maybe in the end, we all hanker after those essential, beautiful qualities of love, of friendship, of courage, of having fun. So while many of us have complicated sort of layers and issues that confront us, and then, you know, we become mired in the issues, I think in the end we're all human. We all want just to be loved and to love and to belong.
Isn't it also an example of this whole notion of death of the author, that a person might not be perfect and there might be issues in their world, in their life, but what they've given us, what they've gifted to the world or created, stands on its own? What is your response to that?
I'm glad that it does, because that rings true for me. You know, in the end, truth will endure. despite the noise, despite propaganda, despite political divisions. And the darkness is really actually superficial, I think. At our core, there is love and light.
And that's why we respond to it. That's why nearly 100 years later, we are still quoting things, and I'm getting quotes from listeners that is just beautiful. They're beautiful Winnie the Pooh quotes, because that talks to our very soul, and as it did nearly 100 years ago. Mavis says, let's also remember the lovely, colorful, and endearing illustrations. How important a role did the illustrations play?
The illustrations are incredibly important, and I think that sets a tone as well. It's, for me, always a pity when the original illustrations are then Disney-fied, because although Disney then takes on a kind of classic story and makes it accessible in a way that it, you know, could never have been without the Disney touch, I think that it takes away some of that soul and character that can only come through original drawings. I think also just to mention that with Winnie the Pooh, it's not just the characters that resonate, but also the lessons that are imparted in the stories. You know, things like too much of a good thing can be bad. In Winnie's case, it's honey, but,
I think in all of our cases, it's honey.
Exactly. Whatever your honey is, I do think that resonates. Or focus on what someone can do and what they can't do. I mean, when you think of Little Piglet, who's got a whole range of things he can't do. Families are built on love, not just blood. Those kinds of lessons are timeless. They're classic.
Lindiwe says, what could be more important than having a little something to eat? Like, that's it. That is exactly what, you know. What I also found interesting is when I prepare for the show, I always look for, maybe there's a soundtrack or maybe there's some music that I can use to enhance. When it comes to Winnie the Pooh, it hasn't been associated and taken over, when you say Disney-fied or whatever it is maybe popularized through any form of music. It's about the words and the illustrations. It's about Winnie the Pooh. It's remained actually quite authentic in terms of what it was.
It's really interesting, Howard. I hadn't thought of that. You know, I've got Hakuna Matata humming in my head now.
Yes, but isn't it interesting?
That you associate immediately with a song, usually.
And yet for Winnie the Pooh, we don't. And I find that interesting. Batya Bricker from Exclusive Books, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.